Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Dallas Mavericks and the Philadelphia 76ers. Dallas comes in with a record of 14-27. Dallas 3 in their last game, over that span 6-4, has lost 3 in a row. Here are the numbers. Looking at the scoring numbers, 113.9 per game by the Mavericks versus 113.3 allowed. Philly scores 115.2 and allows 110.6. Turnovers, 12.8 per game by Philly, 11.7 by Dallas. Dallas is 47.3% from the field, while Philadelphia shoots 48.6%. Philly 38.8% from long range, Dallas 37%. Mavs are 75.6% from the free throw line, Philly is 83.5%. And lastly, you have bench scoring, 35.6 per game from the Mavs bench, 31.2 from the second squad of the 76ers. The Mavericks won the first meeting of these two clubs, 133-126. They are the road team here. Maxi Kleber is doubtful. Joel Embiid is day-to-day. As for a prediction here, Dallas really needs to keep winning. Philly's lost three in a row, but I just can't pick Dallas over Philadelphia. They're just too much better. Even with Embiid listed as day-to-day, I assume he'll probably play. I'm going with the 76ers. And that'll do it for our outlook of Dallas and Philly. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryant with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Dallas Mavericks and the Philadelphia 76ers. The lines are currently open and it favors the Philadelphia 76ers at home, sitting at 5 overall in the spread with the over-under of 231. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, Philadelphia right now is more in the middle of the pack, currently ranked 14th overall, averaging 115.2, while Dallas is just underneath them, currently ranked 16th overall, averaging 113.9. Now, the difference here is Philadelphia is really good when it comes to points allowed. They're currently right now ranked 3rd overall in the NBA, averaging allowing 110.6 points, while Dallas, on the other hand, is more in the middle of the pack, currently ranked 15th overall, averaging and allowing 113.3. Now, if you add this all up right now, you're looking at the under in this game, and I would definitely consider the under right now. You also got to look at what's trending right now. The last 7 meetings overall in Philadelphia, the under has been trending 6-1 in that category, so I would definitely lean towards the under in this one. And on top of this, you don't know if Joel Embiid is going to play. James Harden is still questionable for this game, so you got 2 of your top scorers right now out for this game. So with that being said, it's going to be tough right now when you don't have the number one leading scorer in this game. However, you do got the number 2 scorer in the NBA right now, and Luka Doncic right now, who's averaging 32.9 points right now, and currently right now sitting at 30.5. I would definitely lean and take the over on that. I know his last 5 games he's been averaging 28.8 points, but the last time he played against Philadelphia, this man had 42 points, okay? And he had 12 assists, which makes me want to even lean more, too, on the assist numbers, too, which is currently right now sitting at 8.5. So I would take the over on the assist numbers, and I would take the over on the points. It was currently sitting at 30.5 as well. Now, another player I'm probably going to take the over on right now is Kyrie Irving right now. It's currently right now sitting at 24.5. I think that's pretty low, especially because this man's season average against Philadelphia is around 31 points in 3 games average against them. So I would definitely lean towards the over in the points for Kyrie Irving. Now, when it comes to this spread right now, I do like Dallas here overall. Like I said, there's no Joel Embiid, probably no James Harden right now. And look at what's trending right now. Dallas is 7-3 against the spread in their last 10 meetings against Philadelphia. So I would definitely lean towards the spread on Dallas, and I would take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Dallas Mavericks and the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.